You're listening to Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
Wicka wicka.
Hey, I got some new shoes on and suddenly.
Wicka wicka.
It's all right.
Goop goop goop.
You guys are weird.
But handsome.
Everybody knows that.
Welcome to Steel Belter Radio.
Just going
to
adjust my set there for a minute.
See, he turns his thing up louder so no one can hear us.
No, I turned it down, actually, so I didn't have to listen to you.
Well, tie me up. What's going on?
Yeah, Thursday night, Steel Belter Radio. We're here for the next hour and a half, or as long as we can stand each other, I suppose.
Okay, I'm out of here.
I'm Christy.
Jeff over here.
T-Bar.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome, yeah.
And we got some guests coming down a little bit later in the show. We got Brandy and Dave, Twilight Hotel, for the first time.
Is it the first time?
Well, the first
together,
time.
Together, I guess, together, as Twilight Hotel,
yeah,
right.
I've certainly had individually both of them, I suppose, in the studio. But so that should be good. They got a show coming up on the 23rd at the Gas Station Theater. And so they'll tell us all about that. We even have tickets to give away. How cool is that?
Yeah. Love the giveaways.
So tune in for that. That's coming up a little bit later in the show. And I don't know, the usual mix of new, old, weird, and
T-Bar's jokes.
Stuff we should never play again.
Did you look, when you said weird, why did you look my way? Like I didn't bring Anthony.
No.
No.
Thank God.
I'm going to pick out another classic cut, though.
I think it'll be a while before you find another one quite that classic. That was a winner.
Anthony, yeah, that was it.
You'll that have was to tune into song. Our next Christmas show.
Yeah, for that's the next time you'll hear Anthony.
You think that's going to make the cheese of the year club? Fromage? No, come on.
Yeah, it's a lock for the worst thing I've heard all year, perhaps ever.
That hurts. I thought, wow, that sounded pretty good.
Those are nice cans you got there, KK. How are they working out for you? Are those yours? Are those the new ones? Did you buy new ones?
I didn't, but this is the new bra. What I like.
That's radio talk for headphones, Terry.
Oh, shoot. I didn't know that. I'm just new. I didn't. Come on.
Yeah.
Saw Rami last night.
Oh, yeah? Where? Yeah, you went to the High Lonesome Club, or?
I didn't. They played at the Folk Festival AGM.
Really?
And her and Twisty and some of the played about a 40-minute set.
What time was that? Because they played at the High and Lonesome Club.
8 o'clock, maybe? Oh. 8 to 9?
High and Lonesome's always 10 p.m. earlier.
Yeah. It was good. She debuted a new song. She got about 4 or 5 written, she said. Sounded real good. Nice ballad.
Really?
Yeah, it sounded good. The crowd was a little, you know, everybody schmoozing, you know, it's like chatty,
yeah,
which was a tough gig for her to play, but she did real well. It's nice to see her.
Cool.
Any news, any hints, any
leaks?
Leaks?
No, she's looking forward to being on the show, though. She's thrilled.
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the festival.
No, you know what? And Freer was, like, down in the beer, like, you know, was his last day.
He's not drinking Grasshopper now, is he?
No, they got some type of new beer. I think they got a new sponsor, maybe. I've never even heard of it.
What's it called?
Oh, it had a really weird name, like a Drunken Sailor, some crap like that. Mike's Hard Lemonade's going to be sold at the Folk Fest, so that was about the biggest news. They ran out of red wine about 10 minutes into it.
After you got there, you mean?
Well, perhaps. What else? Yeah, all the big announcement... Nothing.
Because word on the street is there's more to come. But
that's, I don't know. He did say that, and he said there was a couple of real big announcements, but he wasn't talking.
The Calgary Folk Fest lineup was announced today. Well, maybe we'll run that down a little bit later in the show to see if...
I didn't see it.
See how it stacks up. Well, we'll tell you about that a little bit later on.
Let's play some music.
Yeah, okay.
I really like this song, so I feel like playing it.
All right.
And we like them too.
We do?
And we do?
We didn't go see them when we should have.
Don't do me the damn wells, because I don't need any more pain. It is.
Why didn't we go?
drop in the sea. Lovers leave like you and me. I am a sucker and a sin, but baby, I believe in no effigy. I left you on the sea with a face so long that it touched you through. I am a leader. Is my time wasting well? I am a leader. Haven't landed since I fell. I am a leader. I am a shaken, battered shell. Salt betrays my eyes again. I started losing sleep and gaining weight and wishing I was 10 again so I could be your friend again. These days we go to waste like wine. It's turned to turpentine till it's 6 a.m. and I'm all messed up. Waste your time, so I fall back in line. But I'm warning you, we're growing up. I heard you found some pretty words to say. You found your little game to play, and there's no one allowed in. Then just when we believed we could be great, reality it permeates. Conquers from within again. These days we go to waste like wine. It's turned to turpentine till it's 6 a.m. and I'm all messed up. I didn't mean to waste your time, so I fall back. But I'm warning you, we're growing up.
would sit on the inside, outside looking in. I could take a breath of clean air, but the walls cave in. And if you ask me the right questions, I swear I wouldn't lie. If you came too close to reason, I'd ask you not to try. I could paint a stellar picture if you just gave me some paint. I would sit and talk for hours if I thought you'd be my saint. But now don't you come a-crying and ask to see my soul. I straight up look you in the eye, say that's just how I roll. And I swear I wouldn't know it if you laid me in the eye. I'm too close to dying to let you waste my time. And I lost my closest friends, though they left me pure and whole. I wouldn't ask a favor, and that's just how I roll. Thought my destination would be the high road. And if you pulled on up beside me and offered me a ride, I'd lean on through the window, take a good look inside. And you'd ask me where I'm going, and I'd ask you the same. And I know that you'd be lying, so I turn back to the rain. And you won't see me crying and ask to save your soul. I'd rather keep on walking, and that's just how I roll. That's just how I roll. That's just how I roll. That's just how I roll.
Sunset, some might try, Some people think you're just a toy they'll buy. I could have gone bats in the Bell Tower Bay. Nothing rang true except a nonstop pain. I'm standing here cold in these nowhere winds, and it's so good to feel good again.
Home on the highway,
round the bend, good again.
Back on the track.
Fishbowl blues. I've been a good boy for so long, I'm strange. I'm standing here numb in these great unknowns, and it's so good to feel good again.
Home on the highway,
round the bend, good again.
Back on the track.
So good to feel good again.
Home on the highway,
hey, round the bend, good again.
Back on the track.
So good to feel good.
Hello, this is Steve Forbert. You're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio 101.5 UMFM.
I think that was right before he told us off. Didn't we record that just before he told us to
piss off?
Yeah, the show was over. Time to go home.
Yeah,
I think those were his words.
Didn't he sign about 60 CDs though?
Yeah.
Was this in Toronto or last year?
Yeah, we go all the way to see him and we hounded him, and then he finally said, "Sorry, guys, show's over. Time to go home."
Yeah, we flew. Yeah, we spent like $3,000 to go see him.
But we won't have to spend that much to go see him in September.
The West End.
It's pretty awesome. Way to go, Dom. Finally booked Steve Forbert, West End Cultural Center. September 22nd. Saturday night, you said, KK? Oh.
So we can howl. We can probably go out with him after and have a couple and talk
party
old
with
times.
Forbert.
Yeah.
Out on the town.
Yeah.
And it will be so good to feel good again. Although by then I might be miserable again because school has started.
Well, just think, though. You've got 2 months coming up.
Oh, it's... I don't know.
And you're looking dapper again. I love the new school clothes, though. Really makes a difference. And you smell good, too.
I smell like greasy fries we've been eating.
No, it's like a new cologne. I think, what is that, Sex Panther? Like, what are you wearing now? It's good. I like it.
All right.
Before Steve, we heard Rami Mays, How I Roll. She played last night, pardon me, at the Ein Lonesome Club.
Yeah, with the divorcees. And you got your quote wrong.
What quote?
You told me that in the paper there was some quote from some dead guy, and you wondered if this band had been around forever. But you got it wrong.
Okay.
The quote was by Ralph Malph.
Ralph Malph.
Never mind. Okay, we'll talk about it later.
Before Rami,
I don't remember exactly what it was. It wasn't about the band, the Divorcees, though. It was about divorcees in general. And I think Ralph Malph said that they were hot to trot or something like that.
Okay.
But not the band.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that on the air.
Yeah, with the millions of listeners. Yeah.
Well, I know the listeners want to be kept apprised of these things.
Of course, of course. Before Rami, we heard another one of my favorites from this year, Brandi Carlile. That was Turpentine from her latest record, My Story.
Is it My Story or The Story?
I don't know.
I think it's The Story.
It's dang good, whatever it is.
It's not bad.
The Story, yeah. I first heard it on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
And it's still good.
They played...
Because that other band that you heard on Grey's Anatomy sucked.
Oh, yeah. They played The Story one episode, and then the next week they played another song, Turpentine, which you just heard.
Really?
Yeah.
It's my favorite CD of the year so far.
And we start off with I Am a Lever by the Damwells.
Oh, God, I love it. Somebody, please, I'm praying to you. I need to see the Damwells, because my life is pretty miserable, and I need something to look forward to.
And we didn't go see them when they were next door.
Just shut up about it, okay? I know that I screwed it up. I know. They played in Moorhead. Probably there was nobody there. Probably we would have doubled the crowd again like we did for Slade Cleaves. And right. Probably they would have said thanks for coming again like Slade Cleaves did.
And a job held you back.
Yeah, and now I hate the job so much.
You should have gone in.
I got to be careful what I say because some of the kids discovered that I'm on the radio.
As long as the principal doesn't discover you're on the radio, you may.
Yeah, I'll be okay.
You're screwed.
Yeah. Let's talk about something else.
Besides school.
Like the Calgary Folk Festival?
Do you have it there? Or?
Bring it on, KK.
Do you want to talk about... Well, do you have anything lined up? Speaking of Slade Cleaves, though, I guess we could play some Slade Cleaves. Or yeah. Crooked Still. The Calgary Folk Fest lineup was announced today. And I got to be honest with you. I wasn't all that blown away.
One of our favorites, Edie.
Sharon Jones is there. I'd love to see Sharon Jones.
Yeah.
Although I'm not sure I want to see her at a festival. Like, I want to see her at the Pyramid.
In the sweaty club, yeah.
So I'm not sure about that. Like, I don't want to see her for 45 minutes, like, from, you know, across the field. Yeah.
I would imagine they'd work her, though, at a couple of workshops.
Yeah, I guess.
Mr. Frere was saying all the big acts are going to do workshops.
Randy Newman's going to do a workshop?
Well, no, not Randy. But the Indigo Girls are doing workshops.
Really?
Yeah.
KK makes fun of me because I keep buying Indigo Girls CDs.
Like, all the time.
Well,
he's after the signages.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you can't just hand them 12 and say,
T-Bar would.
10 minutes.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's why no one talks to me anymore. I'm just bringing their new one.
What's that Slate Clong about?
The new one's good. Have you got it?
No.
It's good. I really like it. Which one?
Slade's song about the horse race.
The horse race?
Yeah.
Quick as Dreams, isn't it? Isn't that what it's called or something like that? Yeah.
As long as you don't play Getaway Joe. What? Race car Joe.
No race car.
Slade, if you're out there listening, why did you put that on any CD, let alone that great CD Unsung? He must owe the guy a favor. That's.
Do we want to, or do you want to play them and then we'll talk about it?
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
All right. Here's
so Slade. We'll play a couple of... We have an ID from him, by the way. We have a couple of...
Somebody wants to work the board.
No, I'm just saying. Because you always get mad when you forget.
Somebody's being a bossy bitches today.
Well, that's what I do all day is boss people around. So I might as well do it now.
Don't make me...
I never phoned Michael O'Connor back. Mike, if you're listening, you can send me a CD, but I didn't want to phone you long distance. I'm sorry.
He called you?
Yeah, he phoned me.
Long distance?
When?
Like 2 weeks ago or so. He's phoned me. I got this weird message. Jeff, this is Michael O'Connor. You remember? We met down in Grand Forks. He doesn't actually talk like that, but he's kind of got that whispery voice.
I love his wife. She writes great songs. Didn't she write a bunch of songs for Slade? Maybe did I make
you
that up?
Of a different guy?
What a great storyteller, though.
Who, you?
Yeah.
Like,
don't make me pull out Anthony and the Johnsons. KK's going to play a song.
You're talking over Slade.
FM.
Okay, I'll play it again.
Okay.
Hey, this is Slade Cleaves. You're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio. That's 101.5 UMFM.
My name is Tommy Luther. I'll soon be 84. I'll show you a little picture I keep tucked in this old drawer. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Team, sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Well, I joined up with the races when they came through Alabama. They had a good young rider, just a boy named Sandy Graham. We were two kids run away from home when the world was breaking down. Didn't stay to see the family sell the farm and move to town. From Detroit to Tijuana to Annapolis we rode. They called us rookies, bug boys, we were just 16 years old. We were worth a couple of saddles and two big bags of grain. The big men owned the horses and they owned us just the same. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Team, sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Well, it's Winnipeg and it's raining,
but the track's not looking bad. They gave me Irish Princess, Sandy rode on Vesper Lad. We were flying down the backstretch, my horse was running proud. I pulled ahead of Sandy when a roar came from the crowd. I crouched as Irish Princess thundered across the line, and then I stood and turned around to see that friend of mine. Vesper Lad was standing still, there must have been a fall. And in the mud lay Sandy, looking lifeless as a doll. Well, the crowd ran up to Sandy, they scooped him off the track. They took him to the office with shattered ribs and back. At the hospital next morning, I sat by Sandy's side. The season would be ending soon, and then I'd have to ride. Just a couple of days past Anvil, word came down the line. Sandy'd lost his struggle, we hung our heads and cried. Poor old Mother Harris from the boarding house in town, who paid for the little casket and laid him in the ground. I sent a couple of dollars, it was all that I could save. She drew me a little picture of the lonely rider's grave. I've kept it in my bedroom drawer all these 60 years. I still see that crumpled body now, but I'm too old for tears. My name is Tommy Luther, I'll soon be 84. I'll show you a little picture, it's right here in the drawer. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Team, sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams.
Maybe, Sparrow, you should wait. The hawks alight till morning. You never pass beyond the gate. You don't hear my warning. Notes are hung so effortless with the rise and fall of Spell's breast. It's a drowning dive and back to the chorus. La di da di da di da. La di da di da. Metal wings in a thunderstorm above the clouds. The engine hums a sparrow's phrase. Those who cannot hear the words, those who cannot hear the words, those who will not hear the words. La di da di da di da, la di da di da di da.
Sending me your new recording, it was so kind of you to think of me. Not a single track is boring, it's executed perfectly. There's just one song I would forget if I could. Guess that you could say it's just a little too good. I had to skip it. I just can't listen. I just can't listen to that song. First time I heard it, I remember I was driving from somewhere to somewhere else. I had to pull over cause I just started crying, as if I couldn't help myself, as if something I thought was over and done was something that I'll never really quite recover from. I like to go. Tell me when you're coming through town next, I'll try to make it up. Maybe we could have a drink after sound check. There's lots we could chat about. And with your set list, don't change a thing. Just give a little warning before you begin. I had to skip it. I just can't listen. I just can't listen to that song.
Well, this pretty young thing, grease stains on her blue jeans, takes a seat at the bar next to me and is served a Long Island iced tea for free. Well, I noticed this because I'm a detective and missing the little things in this profession only leaves me guessing. Well, I'm into my third Heineken and thinking, damn, this girl is fine looking. I ask her her name and she smiles and says it's Mary Jane. Well, I'm pleased to meet you, Mary Jane. You're one foxy dame, if you don't mind my saying. She says, who are you? Some kind of crazy fool. I says, I'm Johnny Cash. When I'm drinking, I'm on the Clash. When I'm thinking, I'm Mad Max. When I'm driving, I'm my diamond. When I'm rhyming, I'm Humphrey Bogart. When I'm smoking, I'm Bob Marley. When I'm toking, yeah, and in bed when I'm dreaming.
wicka wicka wicka.
I'm Mike Diamond when I'm rhyming.
Terry Wilson when I'm joking. And I'm
Bob KK Dylan
when I'm
token.
Not listening to what those other idiots do. I'm just going to sit and click the mouse. And then I'm going to turn and give him the finger and tell him to shut right up. But he's not, because that's not what he does the best.
What he does the best is just be annoying, right? Is that what we do?
I learned that from...
I'm Johnny Cash.
From my students. That is Ridley Bent there from his album Blam with Suicide Wender. And I dare you to try and get that song out of your head. I dare you. Go ahead and try. Can't do it. Can't do it. Good stuff there, Ridley Bent. He's playing at Calgary Folk Fest this year along with...
Jeff Berner.
Yeah, we heard before that with the Unlistenable song. Was that right?
Yep. Crooked Still, Ain't No Grave.
Ain't No Grave. Still love that one. I remember seeing them do that last year's Folk Fest, and I thought, damn, that's good. And then I had to wait to get their CD.
As well as Nico Case.
Yeah, she was supposed to play Calgary last year, but she bailed out. And I guess she'll be giving it another go this year. Also, the Sadies are there. As are the Good Brothers.
Good Brothers.
Should be great. Did you want to run down anything else on the list there? Or is there anything else worth mentioning?
Well, we got Edie.
Edie Brickell and New Bohemians
playing
at the Calgary Folk Fest this year.
Yeah.
What I am is what I am.
Oh, we're big fans.
What you are. Oh,
what you.
You guys are weird.
Wicka, 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 wicka.
Yeah, we love this.
Betty Levette's there, who I enjoyed last year in Edmonton. I'm completely drunk.
She's no spring chicken, is she?
You're not helping us here, KK.
I'm looking. There's nothing worth mentioning.
All right.
Sharon Jones.
Yeah, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
Yeah.
And, I was just saying, I don't know if that's the right place to see them at the Folk Fest, but I'm dying to see Sharon.
I'm assuming they'll probably do the gospel workshop or something like that. They'll be smoking on some little stage,
they're not exactly a gospel group. Well, Betty Levette. Hey, it's Brandy's Nan. So that's...
Nathan, Susanna.
Yeah. Did everybody listen last week when we had Oh Susanna on the show? Remember when she was here?
Yeah.
You guys remember?
Yeah.
If anybody missed it, it's up at my website, tellthebandtogohome.com. You can download it and check it out at your leisure or leisure, as you prefer. So yeah, calgaryfolkfest.com if you want to know who's playing there this year. Honestly, I don't feel bad about not going.
No.
I'm waiting to see Edmonton comes out at the end of the month, I think.
Edmonton? Hillside? Is it out?
Yeah, but for a long time. Great lineup at Hillside. Martin Sexton and all kinds of good stuff at Hillside. Really good, actually.
Except we can't drive there. We'll have to fly.
Or do you want to... Okay, yeah, sure. I don't know. You could always do a break or...
let's listen to some commercials and we'll be...
Yeah, we got Brandy and Dave tuning up outside their Twilight Hotel and... We'll play something from their CD and chat with them a bit coming up right after a couple of these. Stay tuned. Still Belted Radio.